The HBO mega hit Game of Thrones wrapped up with a finale that had a lot of fans howling, thumbs down. However, the new prequel, House of the Dragon, may have lured a lot of them back. More than 20 million viewers watched the premiere, making it the biggest series debut in the channel's history. And today, HBO said it's renewing House of the Dragon for season two. For more, we have NPR TV critic Eric Deggans on the line. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
So Game of Thrones ruled prestige television for years until fans turned on it in the last season. What's this new show about?
So basically, this is a prequel. People may remember Daenerys Targaryen, the woman who commanded the dragons and became a pivotal character in Game of Thrones. This is about the evolution of her family, 172 years before she was born. So for fans, it's a good opportunity to sort of dig into the mythology of the show. And for people who aren't fans, I think it's just a chance to have another fantasy story told in an environment that might be a little familiar, because they may have heard about Game of Thrones. Yeah. And one of the things that's interesting, of course, is that Game of Thrones, the original show, got criticized for how it handled female characters in the early seasons of the show. There were a lot of, you know, sexual assaults and things like that. And so in this new show, there are several female characters that are talking a lot about what it means to be a woman in this environment. And so as the show opens, we have the queen of the realm who's pregnant and is talking to her daughter about this.
You will lie in this bed soon enough, Rhaenyra. This discomfort is how we serve the realm.
I'd rather serve as a knight and ride to battle in glory.
The childbed is our battlefield. We must learn to face it with a stiff lip.
The childbed is our battlefield. There's a statement there.
Exactly. So you get a sense of what's traditionally expected of women in this world, and then you have a young woman who's trying to resist it. And that's one of the central themes of the early episodes.
So, Eric, you mentioned people not particularly versed in Game of Thrones, which includes me. is there anything in this show for them?
Sure. I think there's plenty there for you. You know, it's a fantasy show. So there's dragons and there's knights and there's jousting and all the exciting things that make for a medieval drama. And on this show, the real question is one of succession, right? You know, you've got a king, his wife is pregnant, but he doesn't have a male heir, and he does have a daughter who wants to be independent and frankly wants to be queen. But he also has a brother who's an able warrior, but kind of unstable and kind of violent. Mm. And he also wants to be named the heir. So we have a little clip where the counselors, you know, the nobles who help the king run the kingdom, are debating whether or not, you know, his daughter should be named heir, knowing that there are a lot of people in the kingdom who would object to seeing a woman put in that position. Let's check it out.
No queen has ever sat the Iron Throne.
That is only by tradition and precedence, Lord.
If order and stability so concerns this council, then perhaps we shouldn't break 100 years of it by naming a girl heir.
Daemon would be a second Maegor, or worse. He is impulsive and violent. It is the duty of this council to protect the king and the realm from him.
So there you can get a sense of kind of the discussion that they're having, and it's really the discussion that the show is having about, you know, the role of women. And, you know, that's something that maybe was a little more subtle on Game of Thrones. And so, you know, it's an interesting tack to take.
We mentioned this show had a record debut. HBO Max's parent company, Warner Brothers Discovery, has been trying to climb out of debt. So could this be the kind of hit they need?
It's exactly the kind of hit that they need. Yeah. You know, they Warner Brothers Discovery sort of became an actual company earlier this year. When the companies sort of came together, they also took on a tremendous amount of debt. And so they've been doing all these really unpopular cost-cutting measures to try and save money. Everything from eliminating the CNN Plus streaming service not long after it debuted, to pulling almost 200 episodes, old episodes of Sesame Street off of the HBO Max streaming service because it saves them on licensing fees, and shelving the movie Batgirl and laying off a ton of people in the company. So they needed some good news. And so to be able to say that this show had a record debut, that even though the reviews of the show have been mixed, and I myself have found the show not as impressive as I wanted it to be. I am not enjoying this show as much as I did Game of Thrones. And I think when people start to see subsequent episodes, they're going to start to feel that way too. But people were excited for the debut. They showed up to see it. And so they needed this. They needed, you know, a bright spot. Their challenge is going to be to prove that they can come up with great series that will be the equal of this and that will preserve the future of HBO and HBO Max. And of course, that's something we won't know for quite some time.
We have been talking about HBO's House of the Dragon, the prequel to Game of Thrones, with Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic. Eric, thanks as always. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.